A nonprofit coding school in Albany, New York, has received a grant from Facebook to extend its programs across the state. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC.
I am thrilled to announce that Facebook is investing $50,000 in Albany CanCode.
The $50,000 grant is Facebook's first in the Capital Region. Lisa Harris, Facebook's Director of State and Local Economic Development Policy, was all smiles as she handed the check over to Albany CanCode CEO Anne-Marie Lanessy. Inspired by her own frustrations hiring in the Capital Region, Lanessy says she founded the Troy-based organization in 2016 to address an employee shortage in the tech sector.
I think at the time it was some Department of Labor statistics. There was 2,000 open jobs available. So open jobs, unfilled jobs in the Capital Region for software development talent of some kind. And what we know is that most of the jobs that are open are mid-level to senior. However, you don't become mid-level to senior if you don't have any first experience. So essentially what we're doing is building that entry-level pipeline for people to get experience in the workplace and then go on to fill those open jobs.
That's part of the story anyway. The other half, Lanessy says, was to promote diversity in what is typically a young, white, and male industry. Priding itself on, quote, creating the new generation of software coders, end quote, Albany CanCode tends to focus on non-traditional students, women, minorities, veterans, the undereducated, underemployed, etc. More than 150 people have graduated from the nonprofit since 2016, and Lanessy says 70% of last year's class did so with tuition assistance. Courses range from SQL database work to front-end web development in JavaScript. That's where Ramon Vasquez, a 10-year veteran of the Air Force and now a teacher at Albany CanCode, got his start.
Well, I worked at an office supply store for about 4 years, and I ran the print department there, and we had a customer who used to print very large manuals. And I was curious one day, and I asked him about it, and it turned out he was a database guy, and he suggested I look up a program called Albany CanCode, and I did. I would definitely suggest like the front-end course first, because the others just kind of require a little bit more footwork.
That was 2018. Vasquez says he got his first coding job halfway through his second course, working as a front-end developer for UPP Market in Troy. Lanessy says graduates have gone on to jobs at Goldman Sachs and MVP Healthcare, with an average rise in salary of $15,000. In October, the Albany Business Review put the average starting salary for Albany developers at $59,000, but that number can approach six figures with experience. And as technology continues to evolve, Lanessy says it can take as little as 2 to 4 years to be seen as a senior employee. Looking ahead, as automation and robotics continue to threaten traditional industries, Lanessy says programs like Albany CanCode may actually increase in demand.
So I think there will be some jobs replaced, but there will be a lot of new jobs created in the data and IT field because of that. And what they're saying is that that's only projected to continue to grow. And essentially the gap in how many people entering the workforce is continuing to get wider and wider because not enough people are getting this kind of training.
Lanessy says the organization has already gotten a number of calls seeking help in metro areas across upstate New York. With the Facebook funds, Albany CanCode plans to start building courses and partnerships in the Hudson Valley first.
I think the energy that's happening in the Hudson Valley region right now is really ripe and opportune for this kind of work. There's a lot of momentum there, so really excited that this is going to be able to help us enable that and get that started.
Albany CanCode also offers training to K-12 teachers looking to bring computer science into the classroom. Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.